Using our ABCs to know God better, a fun tool. Published by He So Worth It Publishers, 2021, all rights reserved. Do you want to know God better? Do you truly know Him? Or do you just know about Him? And how much do you know about God, the real God? Many people have a lot of wrong ideas about Him. But who does God say that He is? God wants to be known in truth. See John 4:23-24. While it is true that there's a lot of mystery surrounding God, there are many things God has revealed about who He is and how He works in His Word. God is not hiding. He wants to be known, my friends. He wants to have a deep, vibrant, personal relationship with Him, not just a superficial one. But we need to do our part. In Proverbs 2, it tells us that if we cry out for knowledge and understanding of God, if we seek after it like we do hidden treasure, then we will understand what it means to fear the Lord and find the knowledge of God. I want to help you find Him with this tool. I first discovered this idea many years ago. My pastor suggested going through the alphabet during our devotional times with the Lord. I found it quite enlightening and effective. It stimulated me to think more about the Lord throughout the day. As time progressed, I continued to use this approach in a variety of ways. I found it especially fun and valuable to use with a friend and in speaking engagements. Plus, it was extremely useful in the middle of the night during an emotional meltdown. This emotional yo-yo needs something like this to help her refocus on God. I am so excited to be able to share this fun tool with you because I know it will help you to focus on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. Stimulate your God-given imagination. Calls you to ponder more deeply about who God is. Encourage you to get into God's Word more and apply it to your life. It will help you not to be overcome by negative emotions. It'll draw you closer to your Maker and increase your awareness of God's presence. This simple tool is a great way to engage your kids and help them see that being a Christian can be lots of fun. I promise you that this works, not just because I said so or because of my experiences, but because God says so. His word is true. Anytime we focus on Him and His character, we will not be disappointed. As God says in Isaiah 49:23, "Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who hope in me will not be disappointed." God's ABCs. In learning to read, we start out with the ABCs. So why not begin there and learning more about our God? After all, Jesus said in Revelation 22:13, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Alpha and Omega are the letters A to Z in the Greek alphabet. The method. Take a letter of the alphabet and think of several aspects about God and or about your relationship with Him beginning with that letter. There are no rules here except that it cannot be contrary to the Bible. Use your imagination. I'll get you started. For the letter A, Almighty, all-knowing, has affection toward us. We are the apple of His eye. The letter B, beautiful, big, His way is best, bought us, we belong to Him. The letter G, good, great, gracious, gentle, glorious, generous giver. I think you get the idea. See the appendix for a template you can print off with the entire alphabet. Cautions and helpful tips. First, make sure you are lining up with Scripture. If you're not sure that this stated aspect is in agreement with God's Word, go to the Bible to see what God says about it. If doing this activity with your child and they blurt out something questionable, use it as a teaching moment. Get out your smartphone and check it out on the spot. Better yet, have them do it. BibleGateway.com and BibleHub.com are two good sites. Next, apply. After you have finished the alphabet or done a few letters, stop and think about one of those qualities a little bit deeper. Discuss it if you are doing it with someone. If that truth is a fact, what difference would it make in your life? For example, you could ask these types of questions. If this aspect is true, will it help me to worry less, have less fear, trust God, believe God? Will this give me comfort or security, fill my need for love, significance, value, or life's basic necessities? How can this truth help me to make the right choices? And in light of this, what will be my response? Worship? Obedience? Gratitude? Love? Surrender? Pray more? Serve more? As you ponder how you might apply a truth to your life, see if you can also think or find some supporting scriptures. You might even want to respond back with a prayer to God, thanking and praising Him for that revealed truth about who He is. Application is so important because head knowledge alone isn't enough to make a difference in your life. You need to put those facts into use right where you are living, in the here and now, in this moment. The purpose of this exercise is not only to help you know God better in your head, but also experientially. Through experience, God will prove to you that it, a specific truth, is indeed true. Then that head knowledge will become heart knowledge. It will become a part of who you are and will affect the way you act. We always act on what we believe is true. Next, don't be overly concerned. If you or others had difficulty with this exercise, it could be that you've never tried thinking about God like this before, or you have limited knowledge about God and His Word. But I promise you that the more you use your noggin, the easier it'll get. If you feel ashamed or guilty about your lack of knowledge, don't let it keep you from utilizing this tool to draw closer to your Maker. Instead, use those feelings to change. Guilt can be a powerful motivator. Besides, you probably know more than you realize. I'm sure you're familiar with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. If you put on your thinking cap, you can easily see in this verse that God is a lover of all people, a giver. His love is great because He gave sacrificially. He wants us to live forever with Him. He is eternal and a lot more. If you feel ignorant, the solution is to simply get into God's Word more. You can do this by attending church and Bible studies, but what will help you the most is to read the Bible yourself. As you read, intentionally look for what it says about God and His qualities right within the passage you are reading. All scripture is important, but some passages speak more blatantly about our wonderful God than others. the book of Psalms is a great place to start. This isn't as hard as you may think, as you saw above with John 3:16. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. He promises to lead you into all truth. And remember, God's not hiding. He wants to be known. See the appendix for another example of how to do this. Here are some variations using this tool. If you are doing this exercise with your kids or another person, take turns with each letter. That is, the first person does letter A, the second person does letter B, etc. Or let everyone think of an aspect for each letter until you can't think of any more before you proceed to the next letter. If you can think of a verse to back up your claim, recite it or paraphrase it. If you can think of a song that goes along with it, sing it. Thank God for this truth. Think or discuss why this truth or truths is meaningful to you. Pray a prayer of thanksgiving to God for that truth. Print out the ABC template and let your child fill it in as part of a homework assignment. I pray that you will use that wonderful imagination which God has given you. Let your mind go, only do so under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Pastor and Bible teacher Michael Youssef calls it sanctified imagination. You can use this tool anywhere, anytime, alone or with a friend. It's especially fun to do with your kids to pass the time. So the next time you are on a long drive and bored, or in the middle of the night struggling to keep your eyes on Jesus, try this. It really works. I guarantee it'll make you and your Savior smile.